It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Good morning, Cindy. Thank you so much for the email about Frank. I know you got a lot to say, so hopefully we can get some answers for you. When's the last time you actually heard from him?
So I haven't heard from him at all. I did reach out to him one last time, but I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. So give us a little background. How did you guys meet?
So I was watching football at a bar with some friends, and so was he. Yeah, we were both cheering for the same team, and the game ended. We started hanging out. He bought me a few drinks, and yeah, then we like added each other on Facebook and stayed connected.
So you guys, did you actually go on a date at all, or?
Yeah, we did. He invited me over to his place for dinner.
Okay.
And he like cooked for me, and yeah, I was super impressed. It was really nice.
Of course, I'd be impressed too. So did anything go wrong during dinner?
No, I mean, it was all really romantic. We had a great time. Yeah, we had plenty to talk about. We're both big sports fans. And yeah, it was just a really nice time.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on, what I did wrong or what went wrong.
So if you had to guess, why do you think he's not calling you back?
I mean, I keep, like, I've been, like, overthinking everything that happened in my head. And we were kind of making fun of each other the whole time,
mm-hmm.
but it felt really playful. So there's a possibility that maybe I hit a nerve or something. He didn't show it then, but
okay.
Maybe I touched on something that I shouldn't have. And
right.
He didn't say anything about it at the time. Yeah.
You never know with these things.
Sure.
You never know. Why don't we give him a call and find out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's 106.3.